Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Show with Master Merva Ingeri. I'm very excited to be here with you today. I have a very, very special guest with me today. I'm honored to be a Divine Endowed Channel worldwide representative and a disciple of Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha. In his tradition, disciple means dedicated student. I met Master Sha in March 2008, and I became a student right away. 7 months later, I became a soul healer. And 2014, 6 years later, I had the opportunity to become a Tao calligraphy soul healer. Master Sha started to teach how to write Tao source calligraphy, oneness calligraphy, through this tradition of Yi Bi Zi, which means one stroke. He learned from Professor Lee in Toronto, who is now over 100 years old. She is truly a remarkable lady, a teacher, extremely wise, compassionate, and her tradition goes all the way to the last emperor. How she learned calligraphy and how she made a promise not to teach it to just anybody. Master Sha is her only Tao calligraphy lineage holder. And at this time, Master Sha has only one Tao calligraphy lineage holder that he created in November 2015. She happens to reside here in Australia, particularly in Sydney. We are very, very lucky to have her here in Sydney as we benefit from her presence all of the time. So I'm very excited to be able to have the opportunity to interview beloved Master Carol Liu today here. She's here with me. So I hope you enjoy her wisdom, her insight. She has incredible reverence and appreciation for what she has received and for her teacher.
Thank you, Master Carol. I'm so excited I get to ask you some questions, Master Carol, about your journey and your personal experience with Tao calligraphy. Master Sha started teaching Tao calligraphy in 2014, and I believe you started right away. How was that beginning part of the learning and the study for you?
When Master Sha first introduced Tao calligraphy, before he actually did open up the training for Tao calligraphy, it was already connected with my heart and soul. I so desperately wanted to learn it and join as fast as I can. And when he offered it and I was approved, I registered right away. Because my soul really wanted to do it. So, and that's why, and there was a lot of financial blockages in the lead up for me to get there. And when there is blockages to do something, I know it's very significant for my soul journey, so I needed to go there, no matter what. And when I was doing that calligraphy training with Master Sha in June 2014, there was a lot of purification coming up, and Master Sha was personally going to everyone to guide us on writing it, the calligraphy. When he was nearby, my whole body was vibrating. So I could not write the calligraphies at all. And when Master Chef steps away to the next person, that was all fine. And then he comes back again and said, focus in your job. So there was a lot of transformation happening at that event. But my soul really, really wanted to learn the calligraphy no matter what. So I'm very grateful for that opportunity to be there. I wasn't able to be Dao Calligraphy Soul Healer at that time due to my finances, but I did as much as I can to get the finances to register. And it's aligning yourself with the calligraphy and transforming yourself as you write the calligraphy.
So did you, after the training, did you do a lot of practice at home?
I didn't do a lot of practice at home.
Okay.
There was a lot of other distractions happening. So practicing writing Dao calligraphy wasn't a priority on my list.
Mm-hmm.
However, I knew that I really wanted to be a Dao calligraphy teacher. Even at the first training, I asked Master Shah, can I be a Dao calligraphy teacher? But it wasn't open at that time yet because of all the purification that everyone needed to go through. And so when it was closer to the next training was when I started doing more practices and more blessings offered for to build up my path to be a Dao calligraphy teacher.
So why did you want to become a teacher right away?
It was something that my soul wanted to do. Usually there is no reason except that my soul really wanted to do it.
But how did you feel about Dao calligraphy and teaching it to others when you thought about becoming a teacher?
Well, at that time, I was still very new. So becoming a teacher and teaching is not one of my strengths that I really wanted to do at that time.
Okay.
However, my soul really, really wanted to teach Dao calligraphy. And whether I could do it or not, myself kept on saying, just ask him to get it right away as soon as you can.
Wow, that's powerful. You know that you don't want to teach, but something is telling you you got to teach. That's a powerful drive. Wow, amazing. So, but you did become a Dao Calligraphy Soul Healer. You became a Dao Calligraphy Master Healer, and then you became a teacher. How did those steps then end up unfolding for you?
So, there was a lot of distraction. So, Dao Calligraphy practicing wasn't my focus in most of the time. It's only when, during the lead up to Master Shah, then it starts coming, that my soul starts calling me more and more and saying, I have to do this. So becoming the Master Healer was, although I was so busy, my soul really wanted to do it. So outside of the training, I was right, because I didn't have the opportunity at the event to get my score on my calligraphies to become a teacher. So at the event, just during the breaks, I was writing Dao calligraphy in hopes of getting certified to be a teacher. And then Master Shah happens to walk by and he just announces to everyone and shows everyone my calligraphy.
How about that?
And that's also a lead up to my teacher. Mm-hmm. And also at that time, Master Shah offered a download for your Tao career. And my one happened to be also relating to Tao calligraphy. So it was deeply connected. It was a Tao calligraphy painting healer. So it's transforming Tao calligraphy and painting together. I'm still working on unfolding it. And also in the lead up to the next event with Master Shah, my soul again called me saying I have to write all the calligraphies in the book in order to be certified. And Master Shah has emphasized this many, many times in many different workshops. And that message stuck to me and kept on repeating. So it was an important message for me to actually do it. So I had only a few weekends remaining. So I really called upon Master Shah to help me, the Tao calligraphies, to use my body to actually write.
So you're talking about Master Shah has this incredible book. It's not a book that is available to purchase, so not anybody can just purchase it. It's an incredible treasure where Master Shah has written 45 calligraphies. He has DVDs that go with it that you can learn to trace, etc. So you're sharing that you learned how to write each of those calligraphies that he has written and given out in the book.
Yes. And it's all through aligning with Master Shah to actually be able to write those calligraphies in such a short time and to that level of percentage score.
And this is what brought you to the milestone of receiving his lineage in Tao calligraphy.
Yes. It's all because of Master Shah's generosity. Any amount of service you do or accomplishment of a task, he blesses us unconditionally. It's not my effort that I became the Tao calligraphy lineage holder. It's all just Master Shah's generosity to help serve us, to help me to step up into my role.
Empowerment. That's real empowerment. So, Master Carol, what would you say to people who, you had a very strong calling of your soul, you felt and experienced that and you recognized that, but what if somebody doesn't recognize that, they don't know whether their soul is calling them or not calling them, etc.? What would you say to people who are not a, don't have that same experience or awareness?
I would say to experience the power of the Tao calligraphy. And you can do it through the book, and you can do it with blessings by one of the Tao calligraphy soul healers. And you can have a Tao calligraphy teacher to guide you on your writing, or go to Master Shah's training to be personally guided in that high frequency and vibration where you can experience the greatest healing and transformation.
So how is this different from other kind, you say healing and transformation? How would you say Tao calligraphy is different from other kind of healing that, for example, Master Shah offers, or that you experienced prior to experiencing Tao calligraphy power?
Tao calligraphy, you are aligned with your writing and the message. So when you write the Tao calligraphy, you can see a reflection of yourself. And for someone that has a more analytical mind, I could see my blockages and I could see where I can transform my calligraphy. Mm-hmm. And when I transform my calligraphy writing, I feel so much better.
How could you see that? Can you tell us, because not everybody knows necessarily what does it mean that you could see it. So can you tell us how could you see, you said you could see your blockages. How did you see them in your writing?
So Tao calligraphy, how you write is a reflection of you. So you align it with the highest Shen Qi Jing, this energy, matter and the message of the calligraphy. And Master Xiao's calligraphy has the highest frequency and vibration. So I compare my calligraphy and work out what can I change to be more aligned with this calligraphy that I have.
So it's the look-alike you go for.
It's the look-alike I go for, and also as Master Xiao writes the calligraphy, there are some differences with it. So you connect with, is this which way to write it, and focus on the way that you are comfortable with and you feel a greater change for you.
Ah, so you feel the effects in your physical body? Do you experience that in other ways?
You can. So it's not just physically.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, a lot, it calms my mind. When my when I write down calligraphy, I know when I am stuck, when my mind's busy, or when I can't focus because my writing is not as good. And that's when you continue to persist writing down calligraphy until it actually aligns much more with the Tao calligraphy, and afterwards you know that you are calm, you are happy, you're at peace, and everything, just your consciousness changes to a higher frequency and vibration, and whatever issues you were having before, it just isn't an issue. The situation may still be there, but you might perceive it as a different way.
This is phenomenal, because having peace of mind or busy mind is, how many people suffer from this? How many people suffer from, you know, the mind racing like a freeway at times? So this is significant information that this can change, that bring peace of mind. This is wonderful. Master Kao, carrying such powerful, high healing power, can you share any healing stories that you perhaps have from the people who have received calligraphy healing from you? Do you have any stories or experiences, examples of how people have used it for healing different aspects of their lives?
Many people in the room has received the blessings from my calligraphy as well. There were some more heart-touching stories with calligraphy. There was a love, peace, harmony calligraphy that I wrote to someone. And it was to help their family situation.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some blockages that were coming up, and the partner was having some also suicidal kind of thing and didn't really feel the wanting to continue on. Mm. And so I offered an additional blessing through the Tao calligraphy for that to transform as well. And through just another blessing, in addition to that calligraphy, the Love, Peace, Harmony calligraphy, which they traced, the husband actually shifted their consciousness, and the wife actually felt that big change, that it's totally different for them.
How wonderful.
There was also connected to relationships, someone that couldn't get close to other people happened to receive a one-time blessing from the Tao calligraphy lineage holder level, and they were able to find their true love.
Oh, how important is that? Who wants that? Everybody wants that. Wow, that's amazing to have a relationship harmony and to have happiness through true love. That's so sweet. Beautiful.
There was also one person that received a blessing for a period of 2 months. But during after the first session, their weight started to go down. And their arthritis pain was gone. And then it gradually came back to nearly, I'm not sure what the period of time is, I don't remember at the top of my head. But after the session, they were able to go back to their original body size. So they lost, I think, 3 kilos in a matter of weeks.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow, that's great. So, Master Carol, you teach calligraphy regularly. How can people benefit from your teaching and from your the power of service that you can offer to them?
Sometimes when we write the calligraphy, you don't see where you should change and adjust yourself.
Okay.
And it's important that you change your writing to be more aligned with the Tao calligraphy writing. And through having someone else and having a Tao calligraphy teacher guide you, you can see the blockages and become aware of it to change and transform. And through allowing Tao calligraphy teachers to guide you, you are also receiving their blessings and helping you to move through it much faster than on your own.
Beautiful. I've had a lot of experiences in that. Master Carol, you have lots of patience with me and my calligraphy learning and writing. Your power is amazing. Your ability actually to see the differences is just remarkable. How you see it in such a fine-tuned level never stops to amaze me, because I look at my writing and I go, that's good. Along comes Master Carol and she corrects me and I go, oh my God, I didn't see that at all. So your ability to see and guide me has helped me a lot. So I'm very grateful for that.
It's all because of Master Chef.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Master Carol. So those of you who want to receive Tao calligraphy healing blessings from Master Carol, we're very lucky, very blessed that she's here in Australia. She's here in Sydney. You can go to Soul Mind Body Healing Center Facebook page. You can write to us on Soul Mind Body Healing Center Sydney@drsha.com, and you can inquire about healing for yourself, your friends, your family, for your loved ones, especially those who suffer from any chronic conditions, because this is the highest healing power that we can offer here in Australia, and of course that Master Carol can serve you and your loved ones with. So thank you so much for your time, Master Carol.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your heart and soul and your journey. So we look forward to seeing you at one of our next events. Come to Master Carol's class. You can find our events at drshah.com/events. We would love to see you and serve you. Love you, love you, love you.